Title: Stack a DJSS Vocal Atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 Using Macro Controls Creatively. Hi, in this lesson we're going to build a club-ready vocal atmosphere from a short DJSS a cappella, or phrase, using 4 layered chains inside a single audio effect rack and 5 mapped macros to control the whole texture. This is an intermediate mixing workflow for drum and bass. The focus is on EQ, balance, stereo width, and using macros to morph textures while keeping the low end and drums clear. What we'll make, you'll create a stacked vocal atmosphere rack with 4 main chains: clean vocal, warped, high-passed, compressed, the intelligible center, harmonic pitched stack, octave or harmonized layers with saturation for body, granular slash ambient texture, grain delay and long reverb for space, vocoder layer, the DJSS vocal as modulator, a wavitable pad as carrier. We'll map 5 macros to control overall blend, pitch motion, width, intelligibility and low cut, plus practical mixing settings so this atmosphere sits with drums and bass. Step-by-step walkthrough. Prep the vocal 1. Create an audio track and import your DJSS clip. Name it Vox DJSS Raw. 2. Warp the clip to your tempo. Trim silences. Keep loop off unless you want sustained phrases. 3. Immediately add a EQ8. Put a high pass at roughly 100 to 200 Hz to remove rumble. Make other gentle low cuts as needed. 4. Drop an audio effect rack onto the track. Open the chain list. Leave the rack's input gain at unity. We'll build 4 chains inside this rack. Create the 4 chains. Chain A. Clean slash present. Create a chain named clean. This is the anchor. Use glue compressor or a fast compressor. Fast attack, medium release. Use EQ8 to add a small presence boost around 2 to 5 kHz. Add a utility for level. Keep this chain clear and centered. 100% dry signal for intelligibility. Chain B. Harmonic slash pitched stack. Create a chain called harmonic. Load the DJSS clip into simpler classic or sampler and set the same warp mode. Use transpose to add octave layers, for example plus 12 or minus 12, or create 2 nested chains for each octave. Add saturator with about 36 dB drive, then EQ8, to scoop muddier mids under roughly 300-600 Hz and boost 800-1.5 kHz for bite. Add a short hybrid reverb or a small room reverb to sit the layer behind the clean vocal. Keep this chain lower in level so it's felt more than forward. Chain C. Granular slash atmosphere. Create a chain named granular. Either use the original audio or simpler followed by grain delay. Grain delay settings start around 20-50 ms grain size, moderate spray, low feedback, and dry slash wet around 30-50%. Follow with hybrid reverb with a long decay, low damping, and a pre-delay of 10-40 ms so it sits behind the clean vocal. High pass this chain under 300 Hz and cut around 1 kHz by a couple dB to avoid mid-masking. Chain D. Vocoder. Create a chain called vocoder. Make a new MIDI track named vocoder carrier. Load wavitable and pick a pad patch. Soften it with a low pass around 1-2 kHz, add 2-4 voices of unison, and set a slow LFO to move the filter. Put the wavitable inside an instrument rack so you can map cutoff, oscillator level and attune to macros later. On the vocoder chain in the rack, insert Ableton's vocoder device. Set the vocoder's carrier to external, and select the vocoder carrier track as the carrier source. Use a higher band count, 32 to 48 bands, for intelligibility. Set attack low, release short to medium. Add some unvoiced or noise amount to help consonants. Pre-vocoder, boost 2-5 kHz slightly to highlight sibilance. Post-vocoder, light glue compression and HP filter around 300-400 Hz to keep it from muddying the low end. Map macros. Creative, mix focused on the audio effect rack. Map these 5 macros. Macro 1. Atmos blend map chain volume for the clean, harmonic, granular and vocoder chains. Calibrate ranges so the clean chain never disappears entirely. Example mapping ranges. Clean. -6 dB right arrow 0 dB harmonic. -18 right arrow 6 dB granular. -24 right arrow 8 dB vocoder. -30 right arrow 10 dB. This turns the rack into one instrument where turning Atmos blend up brings in texture. Macro 2. Pitch motion map simpler transpose in the harmonic chain and the wavitable LFO rate slash depth on vocoder carrier. Use limited ranges. For example, harmonic transpose -5 right arrow plus 7 semitones and LFO rate 0.05 right arrow 2 Hz to keep musically useful motion. Macro 3. Width map utility width on harmonic and granular chains and the amount parameter of a chorus or ensemble device. This opens or tightens the stereo field. Keep the clean vocal in the center. Macro 4. intelligibility map PQ gain at 2.5 KHC in the clean chain and the vocoder dry slash wet or vocoder band related control. Example. Clean AQ minus 6 right arrow plus 6 dB and vocoder dry slash wet 10 right arrow 60%. Use this macro to bring consonants forward. Macro 5. Low cut map HP filters across all chains to a single low cut macro. Set different start points per chain if you like, for instance 40 right arrow 400 HC, so you can quickly carve space for bass. Vocoder details. Clarity and blending modulator. The DJSS vocal acts as the modulator. Keep it reasonably dry and pre-EQ boost around 2.5 KHC for consonant transfer. Carrier. Use the Wavitable pad on its own MIDI track. If you need more harmonic complexity, layer a filtered saw underneath the pad. Vocoder settings. Bands 3248 for clarity, attack 0-10 ms, release 4100 ms. Add small amounts of unvoiced slash noise for consonants. Shaping intelligibility. Add a transient enhancer or short compressor pre-vocoder if plosives need help. Post-vocoder, compress lightly and HP below 250-400 HC. Blend the vocoder behind the clean chain and use the Atmos blend macro to control presence. If necessary, sidechain the vocoder slightly to the kick. Final mix check solo each chain to check phase and overlap. Use utility polarity invert if you hear cancellations. With drums and bass playing, sweep the Atmos blend macro and listen for masking. Use low cut to clear space under the bass. Automate macros across your arrangement. Intro wide and ambient, drop tighter and clearer. Common mistakes to avoid: don't map too many unrelated parameters to a single macro without sensible ranges. Avoid an all-wet vocoder. Keep the intelligibility chain present. Always high-pass atmospheric chains to prevent sub-buildup. Don't use extreme grain delay feedback or very long early reverb times. Check carrier EQ. A bright carrier is harsh. A boomy carrier mutt is low end. Verify the carrier is properly routed into the vocoder. Pro tips: automate intelligibility to pop consonants on snare hits or important phrases. Freeze and flatten the rack when you're happy to save CPU, or resample and keep essential macros mapped. Map macros to MIDI encoders for live control. Atmos blend is great on a rotary. Try different carriers. A pluck synth or noise mix can emphasize transients or breath. Use mid-slash-side EQ on granular to push texture to the sides and keep the center clear. If consonants disappear, route a low-level dry vocal send back and during key phrases. Mini practice exercise, 10 to 20 minutes load a 4-bar drum and bass loop and a short DJSS phrase. Build an audio effect rack with 3 chains. Clean, granular and vocoder wavitable carrier. Map 3 macros, blend, width and intelligibility. Create a 4-bar automation loop. Bar 1. Blend equals 0 clean only. Bar 2. Blend equals 50% bring in granular. Bar 3. Blend equals 100% full Atmos plus vocoder. Bar 4. Intelligibility plus 10 dB to make consonants pop. Resample a short export and check it with your bass. Adjust HP filters until the atmosphere doesn't clash. Recap: you've built a 4-chain vocal atmosphere in an audio effect rack. Clean, harmonic, granular and vocoder. And learned how to set up the vocoder with the DJSS vocal as modulator and a wavitable pad as carrier. You mapped macros for blend, pitch motion, width, intelligibility and low cut so you can morph the texture musically while keeping low-end clarity for drum and bass. Use automation and careful mapping ranges to make this rack a reliable, expressive instrument in your mix. That's it. Load your DJSS phrase, start stacking, and use the macros to play the atmosphere like an instrument.